Acts chapter 10, verse 38 is one of the foundational understandings of who Jesus is and who he is to be to me and to the whole world. It's in the midst of Peter actually declaring the good news to the Gentiles, the folks that weren't supposed to be getting it at that time, but yet it was at that moment that there was a breakthrough in the entire culture of that day, that now that which had been only reserved for God's chosen people was now being released to the entire nations. And in the midst of this message, Peter says, "You know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all the things he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. And they also put him to death by hanging him on a cross. God raised him up on the third day and granted that he should become visible, not to all the people, but to witnesses who were chosen beforehand by God, that is, to us who ate and drank with him after he arose from the dead." I love the partnership that God is giving us here, Bishop, because you just used a phrase just a few moments ago. And that phrase is, oh, so smart. And if you're aware of where that comes from, that actually is a quote that Jimmy Stewart gave in the movie Harvey, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's about this man who grew up in his hometown of a very prestigious family. And the problem is that he goes around town because he has this invisible companion whose name is Harvey, and he's a large rabbit, except nobody can see him except Jimmy Stewart. And in explaining his life, Jimmy Stewart says at one point, he said, you know, I tried for so many years. One of his relatives had said to him, I think it was his mother, said to him, you can either be oh so smart or you can be oh so kind. And he said, I tried many years to be oh so smart, and I decided that it was better to be oh so kind. And he walks around town with this very childlike atmosphere and attitude because he has an invisible companion next to him that nobody else can see. The reason why I bring that up, and it was brought up because of Bishop's little statement, is that the key to everything that Jesus did was that God was with him. And if you look throughout the Old Testament, you'll find men like Gideon and men like Elijah and men like Moses. And at the crisis point of their life, I think of Joshua, and it talks about at the very crisis point of their life, something happened, and it said, because God was with him. And we understand that even Jesus himself in the prophets was identified first and foremost with a name, and that is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. And whatever we think about how God moves and how God operates and how God lives with us, God is tenacious and ruthless about the fact that we get away from this idea that somehow we come to God's house, we're in God's presence, and then when we leave God's house and we leave God's presence. That the very idea of the sacred and the secular, and that somehow we can operate in the sacred here, but out there we're operating in the secular, is not part of what the kingdom is all about. Indeed, that everything that we do in life becomes sacred because God is with us. That everything we touch and everything that is all about life becomes sacred in his eyes and in our understanding because God is with us. And every time I say God is with us, I want you to join with me. It's very important that we walk in that because then we understand that no matter where we go, no matter what we do, there's always the opportunity for the miraculous to happen because God is with us. And in the importance of that, therefore, salvation takes place, that is, healing takes place, deliverance takes place, and many times we don't even have to say a word. I just heard a testimony from somebody who came to our summer school, was he walked into a room and and they were talking about it, and a woman had problems with her neck, and all of a sudden she began to feel heat on the back of her neck, and all of a sudden she could begin to move and everything like that. And he said, oh my gosh, I'm healed. And the miraculous can happen without even us having to say a word or even touch somebody, because God is with us. That's why this Eucharist is so important, because we come and it's in the Eucharist that we experience the real presence of Christ. And it is like a fresh reminder again that when we come and when we go, God is with us. But as you come today, would you receive, because I also believe in fresh impartation. I believe in fresh encounters. I believe in fresh divine encounters with Him, where we get a greater and deeper understanding of the reality that God is with us. Because as much as God used Jesus to do all these amazing things, He wants to do the same with you and I beginning right now today, because God is with us. May God add His blessing to the reading of His word today.